Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's almost like they know there's the Kings are going to heave up a desperation shot. Instead of going out to defend, it's like they were crashing for a rebound, like that was going to somehow help the situation. Like, it was a lock that the buzzer was going to go off. If not before the shot got off, while the shot was in the air. And listen, part of you says, you know what, I'll live with that shot.
Yeah, because that's about a 10% at best.
But
really,
it's the end of the game. You've got nothing else to do but defend that
make
shot.
Make it a 4% shot. And we've talked about this before. Coach at a college program that makes a ton of money. In a lot of ways, it's a better job than an NFL job. You get to be the GM, essentially. And, you know, if I were at a school that I knew I could win a national championship and make that kind of money and pick my own kids and not have to worry about dealing with professional egos, that's a hard thing to talk somebody out of.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey. And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel if you like. Put your comments on there. Miss the first 2 hours at some of what you missed. And all available on podcastarena.com, as will this hour. When we're done with it. And I know it's a dreary-ass Tuesday out there, but we've been having fun. Hopefully you are, too. Get you home in one piece. A couple of things from the text line. It says, another nod for Whiskey Myers. Awesome band. And said they were featured on Yellowstone, which I remember some pretty good music from that. So I will check them out. And then 713 says, Fowler just started the movement. Whiskey will be a top 10 baby name by the end of next year. Calling it now. Yeah, if I ever had a... another kid, Whiskey would be a good name for him. Him or her. Whiskey could be a good girl name, too. She'd probably wind up a stripper.
Yeah, I think almost a lock.
And somebody else said Blackberry Smoke is a damn good southern rock band. Yeah, I've heard a few of their songs. I really like them, too. So I may check these guys out, especially since they're coming to town. All right, so there, we're caught up on pretty much everything. And you know what? We haven't... you know what we could do here is kind of take a look at the early lines for this weekend's games. I haven't done any. I'm doing all my research tonight as far as you know, what my picks may be.
Yeah,
but just first impressions generally here. Got to scroll down here.
Well, Thursday games: Ravens -14.5 hosting the Jets.
I hate that half, but I'd probably still take Ravens.
I think if it's Ravens or pass,
exactly.
Certainly. How about Bucks -3.5 at the Lions?
Bucks are playing better football.
They are.
But I can't take them as a road favorite. It'd be line or pass for me.
Chiefs -10 hosting Bronco.
Give me Bronco. They're playing better football.
I think I'd take the same side. You can. There's actually some 11s hanging around out there. Titans -3 at home.
I think it's Titans or no play.
Okay.
And -3 is even money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I probably won't touch that.
It's like +100. There's some 2.5s out there if you want to pay a little bit of juice. But, yeah, -3 at +100. It seems like that's the side I'd be on.
Yeah, I mean, from a practical standpoint, absolutely.
How about, did you feel bad for the Giants last night? I kind of felt bad for them.
No, I don't feel bad for him.
Oh, it felt like they were just going to get that big win. It was going to be a big hero moment for Eli, and then they were still the Giants.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're the Giants.
-3.5 hosting the Dolphins.
Give me Dolphins. Dolphins have been really good against the spread here over the last month.
Yeah, I think I'd take the Giants if it weren't 3.5. I'd be interested in it. At 3.5, I think it's Dolphins. Packers. -4.5 hosting Bear.
Give me Bear. Outside of 3 points, I like Bear here.
Everybody's loving the Bears, huh?
I don't love them. But it's,
I mean, Vegas is loving the Bears.
Well, I went from 7.5 to 4.5, so yeah, they're loving the Bears. But outside of 3, I like Bear here.
So we're saying Bears are 1.5 points worse than the Packers, neutral?
Yeah, seems fair to me. I think the Packers are one of the more overrated teams in the league, and I think the Bears are playing better football. They figured some things out. These teams prior to the season, you would have had that close, and I think that's kind of where the Bears are right now. Yeah.
Hawks -6 at the Panthers. I love the Hawks here.
Yeah, I think the Panthers are done.
They're done. The Seahawks have been better on the road than they've been at home.
Which is very odd.
But, yeah, the Panthers are that's a corpse. And Seahawks are going to want to bounce back after a lackluster performance last week.
Indeed.
Pats -9.5 at the Bengals.
Anything under 10, I'm going to take the Patriots here. I think this is a bounce back spot.
It opened 10.5 and money's come in
on the Bengals. Yeah. I think this is a bounce back spot for the Patriots in a big way. I'm also very heavily invested in Patriots defense for fantasy purposes.
See, unfortunately, I would like a 10 because I'd probably like to be on the Bengals too, because I think it's going to be another low scoring game. Because I've been saying it for weeks, and people get mad at me, and I don't care. The Patriots offense is not that good; it's just not. It's average, maybe even below average. So if I can get 10 points against them on the road, I'd probably like it. I'm not touching it at 9.5, though, certainly.
Yeah, I just think this is a bounce back, stomp a hole in these clowns spot for the Patriots.
Eagles -4.5 at Redskins.
Give me Redskin. I mean, I'm not playing it, but yeah. If I had to have one, it'd be Redskin.
What a gross
game.
Yeah,
that's one of those you just hold your nose if you're going to play it.
Browns -2.5 at the Cardinals.
I won't play it, but I like Browns here a little.
I think I like the Browns, too. Kyler Murray's been playing like crap the last couple weeks. I'll go Browns. The Raiders -6.5 points hosting the artist formerly known as the Jaguars.
Are there any two teams playing worse than these two right now? I mean, the Raiders have gotten blown out. I mean, they played better against the Titans, but still, they got blown out the 3 weeks before that. The Jaguars have gotten blown out every week.
Oh, I've got a team playing worse. The Cowboys.
Maybe.
The Jets.
I don't know, man. I mean, the Raiders gave up like 72 points in three games at one point. I mean, I just think these two teams are so bad, I can't touch it.
How about Vikings -2.5 at the Chargers?
I like the Vikings here.
I do too, at 2.5, certainly.
Yeah, inside of 3, that's the play.
Although, listen, we know what's going to happen. There's going to be a minute left, and Phillip Rivers is going to be driving.
And he'll throw an interception.
He'll be down 6, though.
Okay.
So a field goal won't help him, so he'll have to go for the touchdown. That's what makes it scary. or he'll be down 4, and he'll have to go for the touchdown.
But he'll throw an interception in the end zone, and that'll be it. Or get sacked and fumbled.
And he'll clap because the play clock's at 0 and the refs haven't thrown a flag yet. I mean, you know how it works.
Yeah.
We've all seen this movie. How about Niners -11 hosting the Falcons?
Too many points. If I were going to be on a side, it'd be on the Falcons.
Agree completely. Rams -1 at the Cowboys.
The Rams are going to win this game.
This opened Cowboys 4.
Yeah, that's silly. I wish I'd gotten it at that.
Cowboys -4. Yeah.
3.5 is what I'm seeing is what it opened at. But I think the Rams are going to win this game. Oof. And it's not going to be close.
I think I like the Rams, too. I think the Cowboys are dead. And the Rams actually have some life in them after that win against Seattle. It gives them, there's still some playoff hope for them. The lowly Buffalo Bills +2 at Steeler.
I think I like the Bills here.
I think I do, too. I think they're the better team.
Steelers, I give the Steelers credit, but there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And I think the Bills, sometimes losses impress me more than wins. And
they hung with the Ravens.
And that's the thing. The 49ers impress me by losing to the Ravens. The Bills impress me by losing to the Ravens. I think this is a good spot for the Bills.
And finally, your Nolan Saints minus Niner hosting the Colts.
Over 46.
Okay.
I can't give up 9.5 points. I mean, I don't. The Saints defense right now is not playing the way it was early in the season.
This is apparently a very tough game to line because I see from 8 to 10.5.
Yeah. I don't know what number it would take for me to bet on the Saints. I think inside of 10, which at 9.5, yeah, but I don't think I'm playing it. I just, you know, if outside of 10, I'd probably take the Colts. I just don't trust the Colts at all.
Well, to me, after when you think about the game that they just played, which was, it had to be a grueling game, and they lost it, which there's disappointment. They're on the road at Tennessee, a much better team next week. This probably kind of a sleepy spot, I would guess, before they finish. But it's their last home game. I don't know.
Yeah. How about Navy minus 10.5 against Army? This is. I don't know. This is one of your spots, right? This is a Service Academy.
I think I'd have to.
Favorite.
But that only works against regular teams. I don't want Navy as double digit favorites, so I guess I'd go Army.
Well, especially in this game, you can't give up 10.5 points.
Oh, please. Navy beats Army sometimes by 100.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm kind of with you. I'd probably take Army here. So there you have it.
There she blows. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Derek Lewis, the Black Beast, about the UFC coming up here in February to Houston. So stay tuned for that. And now I'm going to tell you one moment for Tri-Eagle Energy. Guys, shopping for electricity rates? Tri-Eagle knows it's not fun. It's not a great experience. But Tri-Eagle, what they've tried to do is make it easy on you. This is a born and raised in Texas company that provides simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no surprises, no gotchas. You'll get a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even goes out. You can lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months. And at Tri-Eagle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. They're also offering a discount for our listeners. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up, and you'll save even more money off their already great rates. What are you waiting for, guys? 877-93-EAGLE. Or check them out online, TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN to save even more. That's TriEagle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Joining us now on the program, an old friend of the show, I don't know how many times he's given me a new phone number. And who's trying to get your money is what I want to know, that you got to keep changing your number. Who is it? Who you want to call him out right now?
Uncle Sam, man.
Uncle Sam, you got to change your number.
I'm tax invader.
Okay. Man. Well, hey, whatever works for you. Derek Lewis, of course, is our guest, the Black Beast. And great news, he's going to be back in Houston February 8th at the Toyota Center. We got a great pay-per-view headed this way, and this is about as great of a card as we could have asked for. And Derek Lewis right there front and center. Derek, were you excited about the opportunity to come back and fight in Houston? I know it's been a while since you fought in Texas. Is it an exciting prospect for you after all this world traveling?
Yes, it was a very exciting process until I started getting weird phone calls from my family members wanting tickets and stuff like that. So now I'm already ready to be over with now.
Well, that's why I actually tried to call you and your number was changed, yeah. I was going to ask you for tickets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a hit of the everyone.
You know how it goes. You are taking on Alir Latifi, which I thought was an odd matchup. Because this is you're a guy who's a bigger heavyweight, although you're looking trim, my man. You're looking lighter than
vegan.
Oh no, you're a liar. But Alir Latifi is a guy who's coming up from being a light heavyweight to heavyweight, and for them to throw him in with one of the bigger heavyweights on the roster seems like an odd matchup. How did that come about? Was there like a discussion about who your opponent would be for this fight, and when did they let you know it was going to be Alir?
I tell them all the time, it don't matter who I fight. So they just gave me his name and I said, that's fine. And, even though to me, it's, a lose-lose situation because I'm ranked in the top five. He's not ranked and he's just a new guy coming into the division. So whenever I beat him, it still won't do anything to my stats and stuff like that.
You were in an unusual predicament because I mean you had worked your way up to a title shot. Your 2018 was ridiculous. you had some of the craziest fight. The Volkov fight was one of the craziest fights. The Tabora fight was amazing, and you work your way up to you beat Francis Ngannou. Although I won't say that one was amazing. But you won the fight.
Yeah.
You get to fight Daniel Cormier, and you're fighting him on less than a month's notice. And obviously, there's a nice big paycheck at the end of the rainbow. But in hindsight, was it difficult to prepare for that fight on such short notice against a guy like DC?
Yes, it was very difficult. I didn't notice at the time, but I had a torn MCL, and my meniscus was torn. And so we was training, and my coach Ben knew this. Crew Bob, he Ben knew. That I couldn't stand when we were holding pads. I couldn't go forward, not like that. And whenever the takedowns came, it's like he could easily just touch my leg and I would just fall because I didn't have the strength that I was supposed to have in it.
So you lose that fight, which, listen, losing to Daniel Cormier is not exactly a black eye on your record. And then your next fight is Junior Dos Santos, and you end up losing that fight. And now for the first time in your life, you've lost two fights in a row.
Yes.
And in the history of the UFC, once you lose two fights in a row, suddenly your job status isn't what it used to be. Everybody starts worrying at that point. And you get a hard-fought win over Ivanov. Do you feel like you can breathe again? Like how much pressure is there when you've lost back-to-back fights in that organization?
It's a little pressure, but also I know my value of the sport and into the company. So I wasn't too much worried about it. But I also knew that the guys that I fought was former – that I lost to as former champion, so it wasn't that much of a pressure.
When you fight those guys, the Cormiers, Dos Santos, guys who have been champions, does it kind of – does it make you feel like you're getting closer to that level? Do you feel like you're still going to be a champion in this game?
Oh, I believe so. You got to go back and look at how I lost and the way – everything went before the camp and before the fights and stuff like that, too. So, I'm feeling good about my career.
Now, your opponent, Latifi, has lost two fights in a row. And usually when guys lose a couple fights in a row, if guys are going to change weight classes, it usually goes down. Do you think he's making a mistake going to heavyweight on a two-fight losing streak and fighting his first fight at heavyweight?
I believe so, too. Because to me, he was already a small 205-er. For anything, you think he'll drop down to 185 because he's like 5'9", maybe 5'10", and he'll be too small. He even is smaller than DC.
The card has not only Derek Lewis and Alir Latifi, but is headlined by maybe the greatest fighter of all time, according to some people, John Bones Jones, taking on Dominic Reyes for the light heavyweight title. Your first time being on a card with John?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do you know John? Have you guys talked?
Yeah, we talk all the time.
I mean, where do you think he ranks in the all-time greats category?
I've been saying this for years. I believe he's the best fighter of all time.
I'm with you. For the longest time, I said, I don't know, because I've always been a George St. Pierre guy. I said that guy was just so great. But the more I see John Jones and the more I see him, overcome adversity constantly, because that dude can't seem to stop messing up. But then guess what he does? He comes back and fixes it. I think he's one of the greats. And then Valentina Shevchenko
and Caitlin Chookagian will be another women's flyweight title bout on that same card as well. Juan Adams, have you trained with Juan at all?
Like, yes, I trained with him before he got into the UFC. We worked the ground a little bit.
What do you think of Juan?
He's a strong wrestler. I don't know why he don't use his wrestling more into his fights.
He'll be on the card as well. I think Alex Morano is signed to this card now. It's a very Houston-heavy card. If you are a Houston MMA fan or you're an MMA fan in general, I think this is one that you are going to want to be at. February 8th at the Toyota Center. Tickets go on sale December 13th, which is Friday.
Friday
at 10 o'clock at toyotacenter.com. Our listeners will have an exclusive presale code on Thursday. I'm not going to tell you the code now because that would be cheating. So you'll just have to listen on Thursday. You'll be able to get your tickets in early. Derek Lewis, the Black Beast, appreciate the time, my man. Looking forward to seeing you back in there. Hopefully you don't get some blood on me. It will be appreciated if you can avoid that this time.
No, I have to do it this time. Yeah, I have to.
And we'll talk to you after the fights, I'm assuming, my man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, good to see you, brother. That's Derek Lewis.
All right. Hey, guess what? Holidays are here. What guy in your life are you shopping for this holiday season? Your dad, your brother, the man in your life? Guess what? Got something for you that's thoughtful and practical. It's going to make it look like you put a bunch of effort into it, and you don't have to. All you have to do is go to harrys.com and use code FAOUR. That's simple. You're going to get $5 off any Harry's shave set, and free shipping ends on December 16th, so you're going to have to act now. It's a practical gift that he'll actually use. They make sharp blades at last, and the holiday set started just $20. That's well within your Secret Santa limits. And the cool thing is, whenever they want to replace the blades, they're just as low as $2 each. So they're going to save money over time. And the best, and a really cool thing about it, it comes in a ready-to-gift and a handsome holiday gift box. You don't have to wrap it or anything. It's going to look great, and it's going to look like you really care and you put in a bunch of effort. As a special offer for fans of the show, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter FAOUR at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping through December 16th. Each Harry shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, which is really cool. 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Stick around. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming
up. No, late hits.
Late hits? Why did you say Soccer tonight. Matters on here?
Because somebody didn't get the memo, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, Glenn Davis is sick. Late hits was like, well, we'll come in. We'll come in on short notice.
Okay, that's great.
Actually, it's going to be on every day this week.
That's a good show.
For those who I wish Late Hits was on every night. Well, guess what? This week's your week. It's your magic week, boys.
And they're having their Late Hits holiday bash December 14th at Texas Card House in Spring. Free food and soft drinks, dollar Bud Light, Dos Equis, drink specials, poker tournaments, other card game tournaments, and more. They're asking everyone to bring an unwrapped toy for their Shiners Children's Hospital toy drive. Shiners will be on hand to pick them up. So everyone's welcome to attend, but the event is invite only, so anyone wishing to attend needs to let people know how many tickets they want.
You invited?
I'm invited, but unfortunately I'm booked.
Yeah,
but
samesies.
So go check it out, and Texas Card House is a big sponsor of Late Hits, and Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock, and Patrick does a really good job. Had a nice chat with him last night after the show.
I want to get up there to that Texas Card House. I haven't given it a try, and it's not far from my place.
Yeah, it's a haul for me. I really want to go, and I've heard great things about it. I got a chance to meet the guys who run it at our party, and they just seem like awesome dudes. So I would love to do that. Couple things. Fred, since it's a slow Tuesday, I think you should ask Timmy the paper mache mouse what he wants for Christmas. Hashtag never forget Timmy.
Poor Timmy.
Oh, man.
I actually think Timmy died in a horrible catting accident.
Well, that's a thing. You can't cat around. And then somebody else says, why don't you, since you're a Willie fan, why don't you change your name to Whiskey Rivers? I'm guessing somebody already has that name.
Probably.
Because, but, You know what I'll do that is when I wind up working for Sirius, being one of the DJs on their one of their channels that I love all the music channels, you know, Turbo and Octane and all that. But those guys, you want to talk about having the cushiest job for people who are being terrible at their job, and they all have fake names, you know, like Cold Blue Steel or something like that. And there's like one guy, Dangerous Darren.
That's a real name.
That is a real name. Dangerous, yeah. But every
a lot of dudes named
every single one of them, they only talk for like 15 seconds, and they come on and tell the most boring story. So, well, I was driving in today in L.A., and it was raining. All right, now let's play
Thanks, Dangerous.
Now let's play some Tom Petty. It's like, yeah, I could do that job.
Yeah. You know who I like on you might not listen to this channel. I listen to sometimes I listen to Classic Vinyl on Channel 26.
Oh, no, I love that one. That's a good one.
And my favorite... So I'm the opposite of a real radio announcer, like an old school radio announcer, because I just talk about stupid things all the time. But back in the day when this profession was taken seriously, like guys always had little like wordplay on the music, and you know he'll be. But my favorite guy is this guy named Earl Bailey, who talks like this. He's Earl Bailey, and he'll be like, he's gonna keep on rocking you, baby. I mean, it's like he's like a legit announcer, like what I was supposed to be, but then that's not me. But he's got like the craziest radio voice. See if you can pull up some Earl Bailey audio. His voice is a trip, but he always says something funny going into songs. I like him.
Yeah, I like that channel, man. I heard
that's a great channel.
This weekend they actually had Billy Idol in studio doing an acoustic set of some of his songs, and it was terrific. And you know, he had some new songs on there, which I'll get back to what I've always said: stop making new music. I just want to hear your old stuff. But yeah, that's a good channel, man. I like that. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, I got a couple of non-sports.
What happened to the questions you were going to ask?
I did. That was basketball and then Lamont's question. I got all those knocked out. So, I know you'll appreciate this. Guess who is planning a tour? I know you will go to this. It's not a band.
Oh, it's not a band.
But I can.
Is it a comedy act?
Kind of. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I'll just tell you because it'll take all day for you to guess.
Yeah, I don't have time for this.
Pee-wee Herman is taking Pee-wee's Big Adventure on the road with a spring 2020 tour across the United States.
What?
Yes. Begins on February 14th in Portland. It'll run through March 29th.
Is it coming through Houston?
I don't know yet whether or not it's booked here.
No. San Antonio, Dallas, and Austin.
Well, that's okay. You can make an Austin trip for that.
I could. I wanted to have him on the show.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Dude.
We can find a way to sponsor it and take a road trip out there.
Pee-wee, come on. What's wrong with Houston, man? Mm-hmm. This is a Pee-wee kind of town.
Yeah, that's too bad. But
Pee-wee
yeah,
in Dallas, that's never going to go over.
Man. Well, he's got to do Austin. Right?
Yeah, Austin makes sense for sure.
Mm. Has to do San Antonio.
Does he? Well, I guess the Alamo. Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, they has to. He has to do it from the basement of the Alamo.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron already has one job. He's got to get, when Letterkenny's here, he's got to get one of those guys on for us. And I'm going to throw another one out there. I want you to try to get somebody from Shinedown on when they're here. If you can do that, then there'll be a beer in your future.
I don't know if I could have done that at my buzz days.
Well, you know what? You need to be better than that. You are better than that.
I'll work on it.
What is that supposed to mean, even? Is the buzz, like, are they a bigger deal than us?
Well, they play them a lot more than we do.
I mean, don't they still play the Toadies?
Yeah. But Shinedown also plays their festivals, like, once every other year.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you just put... I just want to... I'm just throwing that out there, challenging you.
All right.
You can do it.
By the way, I'm going to keep this listener's name anonymous, but he just asked for Lawyer Dave's number. ASAP, so I send it to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just anytime you guys need Lawyer Dave's number, just hit us up. We'll take
anytime you say I need Lawyer Dave's number ASAP, that worries me.
It means he was just in an accident.
Yeesh.
And Lawyer Dave's a good dude, man. He's you know, he and I hang out a lot, and believe me, he gets recognized. We'll be out having a drink now, and he's like, oh, you're Lawyer Dave. I heard you on the Blitz. And I'll be sitting there and like, eh.
Oh, man.
yeah, I'm kind of on that show, too, every now and then.
You can get a backstage, a VIP pass, so you can go backstage and get a photo op with Pee-wee.
Really?
Oh,
I think we should try to have him on anyway to promote the other shows. Even though they're out of town, people will road trip for that. And you're right, we should get sponsored to go over there for. I mean, I'll take San Antonio, but I prefer Austin.
Let's see when these dates are: March 5th, 6th, and 8th. What is there something going on at that time of year? That seems like an easy time of year.
That's first week. You're probably in Vegas for the tournament.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, although that might be conference tournaments. That might be. Yeah, we'll have to check that. But if it's the first week of the tournament, you're going to be in Vegas again.
March 8th is a Sunday, but that's the one that's in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't want to go to Dallas.
The San Antonio is on a Thursday, and the Austin's on a Friday. Man, I want to go. But I can't take a vacation day to go see Pee-wee Herman.
Why not?
Mm.
You know, I hate to tell you this, but you probably have enough comp time built up to take off a lot of time if you did. Both of us do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to take a couple days off to go to Toronto for Weezer and Green Day.
Okay.
So.
I'm telling you, get sales to sell it. We'll go there as a road trip. Broadcast from Austin with him.
You can get VIP packages. From like it says from 119 to 260. That includes a backstage meet and greet with Pee-wee Herman.
That's really good.
Dude. I'm going. I'm going, man.
Texter asking if anything new on the deal that's going to replace the text line. As a matter of fact, yeah, we had a meeting this week. And can't get into too many details, but early next year we're going to do something really cool. And the idea is to give everybody a chance to interact with the show and do it in a much more user-friendly format that will also involve Sports Map. And the cool thing is, if you don't want to be on Facebook or Twitter, you'll still be able to get in touch with the show, but we also should eliminate the trolls that are on the text line, because that's been the one issue with text, is that you just have people who are stupid. And they send a bunch of stupid texts. And it slows down the people who have good texts. And so this is going to fix all that. And it'll be early next year. And I'm really excited about it. But and no, this isn't like the search bar. This is actually going to happen, just so you know.
It's early yet. Yes. But Texas Tech kind of giving the business here to Louisville. Louisville shooting 16% from the field.
is that good?
I don't think that's great. I think they went in hoping to shoot better than 16%. Like when I talked to Coach Buzz today,
yeah,
he wants them to shoot better than 16%.
Okay. Is that kind of a common thing with all college basketball
coaches?
I
don't think it's just college. I think in general, like basketball across the board, you want to shoot better than 16% from the field.
Okay.
It's ideal.
All right. Well, maybe you can give a gift that will enable you to see better than 16%. That's right, the gift of Houston Rockets basketball this holiday season. Tickets, brand new gear, kids club memberships. There's lots of great gift options for that Rockets fan in your life. Holiday packs give you the opportunity to see the Rockets for 5 great games at a great price. And every holiday pack also comes with a gift card to the Rockets Team Shop. The Rockets Team Shop has so much to offer these days. You'll find the latest jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, hats, kids and women's apparel, novelty items, and much, much more. And for the Young Rockets fans, Kid Club memberships make the perfect stocking stuffer. Memberships come with 2 tickets to a game, lots of cool Rocket swag, and additional season-long perks. The cool thing here is, man, if you've got somebody in your family that loves basketball or just loves sports and you want to get them a great gift pack, well, the Rockets got you covered with all kinds of stuff, whether it's tickets, the gear, the memberships. Everything is there. What else do you need? Head to Rockets.com for all of your holiday needs today. That's Rockets.com. Hey, guys, got to tell you about MyBookie. If you want to get in on the action, this is your place to go. Want to bet that hockey over? You still got time, the one that I gave out earlier. Just go to MyBookie.ag. If you're not signed up, get signed up today. They're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO to get that exclusive Double Your Money offer. They've got other sign-up bonuses. Check those out. Make sure you pick the one best for you. But if you want that Double Your First Deposit, it's promo code radio at mybookie.ag. The good news is you win, they pay you, which is awesome because I've had a lot of problems with other websites, not with MyBookie. Been able to cash out with no problem whatsoever. And, of course, you got NFL this weekend. You got all the bowl games coming up, college basketball, whatever you want to bet, they've got you covered. They've even got horse racing on there if you want to get in on that. Just use promo code radio to get that offer. And if you're already on MyBookie, check your email. They've got all the time. They're giving reload bonuses, giving special event bonuses. It's all at mybookie.ag. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. World-renowned Beatles expert Howard Goodall is coming to Houston to share his insights into the creative genius of the Beatles. The one-of-a-kind event will take place Monday, December 16th at the beautiful George Theater. Thanks to St. Luke's Music with Friends, Jaguar Houston Central, Land Rover Houston Central, and Momentum Mini. Doors open at 6:30 and includes light bites both before and after Goodall's presentation. Tickets are on sale now at sportsmap.com. And if you've been waiting to get your tickets, they're running out fast. Now's the time to do it. Use promo code ESPN. You're going to get 20% off your general admission tickets. Promo code ESPN. So last call, if you've been on the fence about this, get off the fence and do it right now. 713 asks, what's AJ's infatuation with Pee-wee Herman? Is this a joke? It's hard to tell.
No, I loved Pee-wee Herman when I was a kid. He was wildly entertaining.
And Fred, I've seen clips of Letterkenny. Do I need to commit and watch it all? Keith, I love it. Now, honestly, there's some of the jokes that you have to know a little bit about Canada. But even without it, it's just a funny-ass show. And there's all kinds of catchphrases that you'll start, oh, that's a hard no. You'll start using that. You'll start using sniper. You'll start using can confirm, but it's very, very funny. So I highly recommend it. All right. Do you guys have a Hey Man bleep there?
I do.
All right. Well, let's start with you.
How about this? Tampa, Florida. A Florida man was recently sent a parking ticket, which, you know, that can happen.
Yeah.
The weird thing is this was a parking violation. It was a $40 violation from 2012. They're flagging unpaid violations that might have, quote, slipped through the cracks. Because the car he was driving was leased, the city initially sent the violation to a finance company. Here's what I'm going with. If you didn't get me within like a year, you didn't get me.
Yeah.
So trying to hit me with a parking ticket 7 years down the road, I mean, you could send something. What now? What now? You can do it 20 years down the road. 30. What's the statute of limitations on stuff like that? It's not murder. Like literally, the statute of limitations for most real crime is up, and they're sending this dude parking tickets. To that, I say, hey man, that.
Aaron, would you like to go next?
Yeah. So. Obviously, the Saints lost on Sunday, and Sean Payton went out to get groceries for his family either after the game or Monday morning, and a employee at Whole Foods decided to harass him about the two-point conversion and asked him what was wrong, why did he go for the two-point conversion. He finally looked at him and said, dude, worry about the meat that you're supposed to be stocking here and stop worrying about me and my coaching job with the Saints.
I'll be honest. Every person who works at the Whole Foods by my house is like a lesbian lady. There's zero dudes who want to talk to you about sports. Like they've got tattoos of music notes on their forearms, and you can tell they own a bunch of cats. Nobody at my Whole Foods is trying to talk to me about sports ever.
Well, there's a reason that, you know, coaches like that do radio shows and stuff like that, but bugging him while he's trying to just buy groceries.
Yeah, not cool.
No, leave the dude alone. Hey, man, f*** that.
I'm surprised you didn't go, cut that meat. Cut that meat. All right, this one, is personal because I had
about your genital warts.
No, I got those cured. But you know, I had that Honda that I gave to my son.
Yes,
and he's got a new vehicle, and we're going to sell it. Except we go to get the title, and it says there's still a lien on it. Well, I paid the thing off in 2010 with Honda Finance, and so I call them and say, "Hey, what's the deal?" I said, "Well, we sent you a thing a long time ago, and you never acknowledged it, and which is bull bleep." So I'm like, "Okay, well, send me a lien release so I can sell the car." A month ago, and they said, "Oh yeah, it'll take 24 to 48 hours, and then we'll send it out." And here it is, a month later. I still don't have it. I'm going to have to call them again tomorrow. But it is absolutely ridiculous that you pay something off, and 9 years later, you can't sell it because Honda Finance screwed up. To you, dickweeds, I say, hey man, that.
I'm backing you up on that.
Thank you.
I mean, say the same thing.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. I mean, you know, so. Odds of me ever financing a car through Honda again?
0.0.
All right, man. Fun show today. Great job, Aaron. Let me give you an A+. Hoffman gets an A+. I feel like I was pretty good for me today. I'm going to go with C-.
Thanks to all our guests today.
Yeah, great guests. Buzz Williams, Derek Lewis, Jerome, and I think that was everybody. Well, no. Yeah, go check out the basketball games on the 18th.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Battleground 2K19.
Exactly. All right. Late hits coming up next. Make sure you stick around for my man, Patrick Creighton. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.